Okay, so I'm going to convene a ad hoc committee. We don't have a quorum, and we don't have a likelihood of getting a quorum.
Are we going to have a
there were 10 plus you, and since then, three other people have requested absences.
And the majority of them all from one voting block?
No, Rodrigo hurt his leg in a construction site, so that's one.
Yeah. But we'll review that in a second.
So that's like maybe three from and then, and Tash is on her way because we had said there isn't going to be a case. If you haven't left yet, you might not make it. So we called her back and said, yeah, you better come because other listeners showed up.
Check calls all?
Sure.
Ken Aaron requested an excused absence. Chuck Anderson.
Here.
Ankine Antrim requested an excused absence. Rodrigo Argueta.
Requested an excused absence, injured his leg.
Frank Blair.
I'm sorry, when did Ankine request the absence?
This morning. Today, this morning.
This morning.
Okay. Was that in relation to the fact there was no quorum?
I was attending that conference.
Okay.
Fred Blair, excuse me. Lydia
Brisson.
Here. Fred did say he was not going to come because there was not a quorum, right?
Yep.
He said he wasn't coming if there wasn't a quorum?
No, because there wasn't going to be a quorum.
And either one of us had to make sure there wasn't a quorum.
Take a guess. No, at that point, Kim and Summer, I think they were ready, so they weren't. But I'm just saying that that's not a request to choose absence. That's the thing, he's not coming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. John Pomsho requesting excuse absence. Ariana Gladden.
Here.
Tej Graywall.
On her way.
Leonard Eisenberg.
He requested an excuse absence. He had fire damage at his house, and he wanted to go to a statewide student union meeting.
Kim Kaufman requested an excused absence.
What was her
by email today? I can go over these later. Fred Klunder
requested an excused absence.
Jim Lafferty, I believe, read his excused absence request. Holly Lexa requested an excused absence. Brenda Medina.
Here.
Sequoia Olivia Mercier.
Did not request an excused absence and did not respond to two calls when she was coming.
Dutch Merrick.
Yeah, here.
Margie Murray requested an excused absence. Michael Novick.
Here.
John Parker.
Mike, I want to thank you.
Requesting an excused absence.
I want to thank you personally for being here.
Okay.
Summer East requested an excused absence by email prior to the meeting. Lawrence Reyes.
Consistently here.
John Wenger is listening to Bob Dylan. Requested an excused
absence. He's listening to the Dylan Fest. I don't think that's Dylan. I think that's like covers of Dylan.
Dylan's definitely not the word.
It's people that dress like Dylan.
Lamont Yankee.
Not a
requested student absence via Summer Reed. Summer Reed.
No, through Margie Murray.
Yourself and
Margie Murray.
Represented it. Oh, Margie did?
Yeah.
All right, so that's an excuse absence request to the vice chair.
Carpool,
I did call him.
Chair, we do not have quorum.
So, in the absence of quorum, we're saying we're constituting an ad hoc committee. And
shall we create an agenda so that.
Mr. Secretary, the two other officers of the board, can I ask what their excuses were and when they requested those? Actually, all the ranking members. How about members of the PNB and the officers, just for our records?
If the chair will allow.
Yeah, Margie Murray requested an absence this morning. She had a family situation that came up. Kim Kaufman, she didn't say what family. Kim Kaufman apparently requested one after I got off the computer and started coming here, so I don't know what her excuse was.
What about the PM?
She said, Kim Kaufman, sorry to add on to this, but I am not able to attend today. Request for excused absence.
There's no reason, Kim.
Ali Alexa had another music gig. And I forget what Ken Aaron's.
Oh, you want to know everyone's or just,
no, just the officers? Board officers.
Some requested an excuse absence about 4 minutes before the start of the meeting.
Summary said she has urgent business to attend to at my desert home 100 miles away.
So she must have been a block from here when that news came, if it was 4 minutes. Really?
As it appears that this meeting will not occur for lack of quorum, I too will not be attending. So she gives, please excuse my absence should that become necessary.
Who is that?
Summer.
But she said that she was going to attend something and then said
I have urgent business to attend to at my desert home 100 miles away.
And since there won't be a quorum, she's requesting an absence. So if there was a quorum, she wouldn't request an absence.
And it wouldn't have been urgent.
And it wouldn't have been urgent.
Okay.
I think the family business is rational business.
All right, in any event, we don't have a quorum.
Should we take a leaf out of the table since the kids aren't coming? And we can
I have a question, John. So did you ever determine whether we passed the motion of how to notify for absences? Did that part of the motion remain since we all...
The
whole motion was...
It was one solid motion of parts. It wasn't separate things that were... It was passed as one motion and it was rescinded as one motion.
Okay,
so in any event, the absence of quorum, we're going to have an ad hoc committee. We will take public comments, especially, and thanks to members of the public who did come. Of the agenda items that are on here, we can announce that the next meeting is scheduled for the third Wednesday in June. Which will be the 20th of June, 7 p.m., location to be determined. There's been a proposal from Terry Goodman, who's kind of a parliamentarian, that the body could actually adjourn this meeting to a date certain prior to that.
Tomorrow's good.
And that would not need an additional week's notice. I don't know what you'd want to do about that.
I would be opposed, only because I think we, Dr. at length, to schedule the schedule for the year. All of us are really busy. All of our times are already booked, and it would require doing it again in a long time.